Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got a new friend. Mike Song is with us. Mike is a productivity expert and a speaker and an author, a best-selling author, in fact. He and his co-authors, Vicki Halsey and Tim Burris, have written a number of books on the hamster theory. You've heard of that before, the hamster revolution. They got a new book out now called the Hamster Revolution for Meetings, and he's here to talk to us about how we can get off the treadmill. Mike Song, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you here, Mike. Talk to us a little bit about the hamster revolution and what were you guys thinking when you thought of this idea as a way to help people improve their productivity?
Well, we started looking around about 7 or 8 years ago, talking to professionals all over the world, and what they continued to tell us was they're trying to get more done, but they're running in place. They're not moving forward, and a lot of them even made this analogy, like, I feel like I'm in the rat race, or I can't get ahead, or I feel like a hamster on a wheel running, or on
right.
a treadmill. That analogy came up over and over again, and it really struck home that the problem wasn't so much time management or things like that, but it was information management, that they were overloaded by information and email and meetings and just too much of everything, and so they were having trouble prioritizing what to do, and as a result, they were working on low-priority stuff or just sitting there for 2 hours working on email, looking up and saying, gosh, I never did get that big idea into place, and so my career is not taking off.
I have spoken many times with employees of the largest companies in the world, and their day is literally from one meeting or phone call meeting, one conference call or one face-to-face meeting, back to back to back to back. And I ask them, I say, when do you actually do any work? And they always say, that's a good question.
And you know, you
what's wrong? What do we do? I mean, what's happening, Mike? I mean, how do people get anything done these days in these organizations?
I think there's a couple of really interesting things happening. One, when we can send a email message out to 20 people with the push of a button, we can distribute through digital replication so easily,
yep.
we start to get more email than we can humanly process.
And right.
we all maybe have a hand in that, and that's where we can pull back on the email side. On the meeting side, it's so easy to schedule a meeting in Outlook or Lotus or Gmail calendar.
Right.
People schedule them. People tend to not have a set of questions they ask themselves before they accept meetings that relate to what their priorities and goals are. So they accept a lot of lower priority.
Or they might, priority. Somebody might, you know, with some of these companies, they've got your calendar is right there for everybody to see, and they just sign you up for a meeting sometimes.
You bet.
That happens.
You may not really be available. You may actually
yeah.
have some preparation work to do, but it's not on your calendar, and suddenly you're getting these invitations, and it's hard to say no.
Mm-hmm.
So people need to get better at that.
Especially if your boss assigns it. But small businesses are different. We don't have that mm-hmm. kind of... Our treadmill is a different treadmill, isn't it?
Absolutely. When you're in a small business, you're reaching out. You're constantly trying to put the feelers out. You're trying to figure out which meetings do I hold with whom, and how do I make those meetings really have great results? Because your time is limited, your resources are limited. So the most important thing is to use your skills well. So be in a meeting, make it productive, or else you know your company may slow down. These big companies with millions of dollars in revenue are in a little different position.
That's right.
When you're a small business, you've got to make every moment count.
Well, see, I think one of the biggest problems small business owners have with meetings, Mike, is, believe it or not, they don't have enough meetings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Big businesses have too many meetings. Small businesses don't have enough meetings. And here's my point. And I've been saying this for a long time now. Small businesses, number one, if they work for a big company, they left that company and started their own business so they could avoid those meetings. So they don't want to, they tell themselves, I'm not going to fall back into that trap. The other thing that happens is we see each other walking down the hall, or we're across the table. You know, we're on the other side of the room from them, and we are able to talk to people all the time. So it says we think that we're getting a lot of communication done just in the normal course of the business, but when in reality, once a week or so, we actually do need to slow down and say, okay, let's focus on these three things at this moment. What do you think?
I think you're right, and I think that's where in a smaller business you see people having these less efficient meetings. So you're right, they have these quick one-on-one things.
I call them yah-yah meetings. You and I walk down the hall, meet each other going down the hall. I'm going one direction, you're going the other direction, and we yah-yah at each other, you know, some comment, and you yah-yah back at me, and we think that's a meeting.
You bet, and I think the big challenge is to take what happens in those meetings and indoctrinate them into the process of your organization so that you're permanently fixing that problem or this problem. You know, if Ed in California made the same mistake three times in a row, then that meeting is really the place where you can codify what the process should
right.
be so it never happens again. And I think that that's where in smaller businesses that you see that struggle of, well, what we said not to do it again, but they still did it again. So those meetings have to turn into actions that affect processes.
When I was a consultant before I started my media company back in the 90s, I had one of my best customers, one of my best clients, had no meetings. He had a pretty good sized company. I mean, he's several million dollars a year in sales, had about, you know, 40 or so employees, but he refused to have organized meetings. He thought that was just too big business. And I finally talked him into, I could see that his organization was not very productive, and I finally talked him into getting his, you know, 10 or 8 or 10 managers and key people in one room at one time to have a meeting. And he and I sat down in the room with the other people. They were sitting around the conference table. He and I were sitting over against the wall. And all of a sudden, they started talking to each other in a way that he and I had never heard them talk to each other.
Fascinating.
And I looked at him, and his eyes were huge. And I said, my work here is done, and I left. And you know what? They've had meetings ever since.
You know, I think meetings are a fantastic way for organizations to transfer information, make decisions, codify the processes that are going to keep your small... You know, these big companies, big franchises, they have that great opportunity to put the processes in place.
Right.
They can study them, pay someone, you know, $300,000 to... perfect your processes. In a small business, it's going to happen as you meet and you begin to churn up the defects and the problems in your process, and no process is perfect. So
right.
I totally agree with you. There's a real value there, but the key is let's have very effective meetings.
They got to be effective. They got to be on topic. Typically, though, Mike, in a small business, you don't have to worry about them going on too long because other things tend to get in the way. We have other things we have to deal with that interrupt the meetings all the time. Quick break. Right back with Mike Song. The book is called The Hamster Revolution for Meetings. We've got more to come after these messages. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to be part of your day. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. I hope you'll use it to your advantage. And you can find lots of things to do there, from 5 seconds to 15 minutes. Read, listen, ask questions. We got some things you can listen to in 1 minute, ladies and gentlemen. Some things you can read in 5 seconds or 1 minute or 3 minutes. And you can ask questions, get answers. Check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter, and we'll send you that by email every Sunday afternoon for free. All of our stuff is free, so check that out when you get a chance. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Mike Song is our guest and our new friend, soon to be old friend. Mike is the co-author of the Hamster Revolution series of books, including the new one, The Hamster Revolution for Meetings. Mike, tell us how we can find your book and find you guys.
Well, there's a lot of ways. We're at infoexcellence.com. That's our website with lots of free tips and productivity tips for email meetings, the way you store your information if you're struggling to file and find things fast, trying to get organized. Use a BlackBerry or Outlook or Lotus Notes. Anything that's kind of information flowish organized to get your workflow screaming, go to infoexcellence.com. You can also follow me on Twitter under Get More Done, all one word, Get All More right. Done. And, of course, the Hamster Revolution book series is available in most great bookstores around the world, and also Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere where business books are sold. It's been a number one bestseller there at Amazon, and we couldn't be more thrilled with the last couple of years of helping hamsters get off their wheels.
Congratulations. Yeah, we got let's talk to our small business hamsters. We were talking about meetings in the previous segment, Mike. Talk to us about, just in general, what are some productivity ideas you have for small business owners?
Well, first, all of you small business owners, look at your information. How's it stored? That's your gold. What you know is your competitive advantage. So learn about how to file and find your information fast. One of the big problems in small businesses, individuals have information on their computers. No one else can find it. That makes you vulnerable.
Right.
If you're a small business owner, when that great person leaves, takes their computer, and maybe they don't leave in a happy way,
right,
you lose your gold, your information.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be storing your gold on a shared repository somewhere, a SharePoint system or something like that, and then use the Hamster Revolution book to organize it. We'll show you how to break it into four categories: clients, output, which is what you do, teams, which is the people you've assembled, and then administrative stuff. Four simple categories that you could teach to a five-year-old kid, they'd probably understand it.
You know,
so
one of the things that's making things easier for small business owners, they've got these new server appliances now,
mm-hmm,
that allows peer-to-peer structures where you got a PC on every desk. It allows you to plug in one of these servers. Basically, you plug your network into the thing in the unit into the wall, and it basically becomes what you just said. The technology very easily becomes the ability to get organized and to keep that information central.
You got it. 70% of professionals say, "Look, we can't find the information that we have shared on one of these servers." So
right,
the servers have the solution, which is a miracle, really,
mm-hmm,
for small business, because
right,
you don't lose it when someone goes. The other half of the solution is, how do you structure those file folders? And what we found is people get no instruction on that. Think of the Hamster Revolution for email book as basically
right,
a guide for that. Another thing is to write more effective email. Really think about how you're communicating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're Joe from Gmail and you don't have a phone number there, and you send somebody, an email message, and they say, "God, this is a great idea. I want to get in touch with Joe." They look down,
right,
no auto signature there.
Right.
Well, you lose an opportunity there to talk to someone who wants to buy from you. So, I think that one of the things I see with small businesses, they get very casual with Gmail or something like that. You really do want to have your own URL, and you want to have the ability to write an effective email.
You know. That you're exactly right, and I don't know why this not intuitive for people, Mike. Because I started on with email in '97. I started sending email in '97, and the first email I ever sent or received was over my own domain.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a .comcast or .aol or any. I've never had an address like that. To me, I said, "Wait a minute. Why would I not want to promote my own brand? Why am I promoting AOL?"
Exactly.
Well, why is that not intuitive for people?
It's interesting. They may be a little nervous about the idea of,
But wait a minute. You and I both know professionals who do what you and I do, and you ask them for their email, they'll still give you an AOL or a Gmail address.
I do.
I don't really understand that.
Well, we've got to encourage them to make sure that they do that. I mean, it all goes back to your professional image, the brand that you're trying to establish. Having a crisp, clear auto signature makes you seem much more together and even a little bigger as an organization.
Right.
I also think the way you write the email, we really have a couple philosophies that we give. And to strengthen the way you write, number one, strengthen the subject of every email you write.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're making a request of a client or asking a question, you can put the word request colon, and then give them some idea of what you're asking them about in
right,
that subject line. So it isn't just like, just wondering or need some feedback. You
right,
need to be specific today, because people are getting 50 to 100 email messages
oh, yeah,
a day. So
and those are just the good ones.
Subject. Yeah, yeah. Internally, with your team, get them to leap into action by putting action colon and then the rest of your subject line.
Right.
That's really critical. And then use bullet points instead of long paragraphs. And
yeah,
always try
don't send long emails.
You got it. So try to be concise and bring the we call it bluffing. I did a lot of training with the Army, and they told me, what you're teaching is bluff. That's
yeah,
our principle,
yeah,
bottom line up front. So if you have two questions that you want answered and you put them in paragraph format, half the time people don't see that second question.
And if you have a lot of things to tell people, folks, send them a short email and attach it in a Word file or something like that. Hey, Mike, will you come back another day? We got a lot more to talk about.
Absolutely. Would love to come back anytime.
Thanks. Mike Song, ladies and gentlemen, The Hamster Revolution series of books. The new one is called The Hamster Revolution for Meetings, available wherever books are sold. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I promise. Much to me.
Just like all the rest. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.